Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I mean that in all sincerity. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Some of you, your family's still around, so don't ignore them. We go to podcast after the show, after the live show, so you can always grab them later on as well. And just head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can see what's available, where it's available, how to get your hands on it. I mean, we are all over the place, so it's not that hard. The, I've been joking about this forever, about how the economy, you know, when I first started this show over 10 years ago, I remember people, friends of mine, you know, guys that were in, that have money, that were, this thing is going to crash, and it's terrible, and you don't know what's going to happen, and people are going to be, you know, beat each other up at the ATM machine to get the money. You better have money. No, I don't believe any of this. And I have a lot of, I'm not an economic expert, but I don't believe it because there's no money. This isn't like it was, during the Great Depression, where you went to the bank and the bank was closed and you couldn't get your money and you couldn't buy food and you couldn't. We don't do that anymore. We very rarely, how many of you actually use cash? How many times you swipe the card? It's that easy. And the banks love it. I mean, frankly, I like it too. I don't want to have that cash in my pocket. But you swipe, the only problem with swiping the card, if you don't pay attention to what you got in the bank, you're going to have you a $35 cup of coffee, you know, with the bounce charges and all that. Because they'll pay it, and they'll just charge you the overage fee, right? But, so I bring people on from time to time because I don't get the market. Some of you, probably a lot smarter than I am, you get it, you understand it, you work it. I don't. I understand little about gold and silver. So I asked Edward Carr, to join me again. He's the director of the U.S. Gold Corp. We'll have him on in a little bit. And how are you going to make sure that you are covered should something go sideways? And I'm not saying it is. I refuse to say it is because I don't know. And you don't know either. And the experts that have been telling me this are all wrong. They continue to be wrong. They haven't been right yet. Right? Remember all those guys who said that if Trump was elected, remember what was going to happen? What was going to happen? Right? The market was going to crash. We'd never see the kind of inflation that we will see with him around. Him being Trump. I mean, give me a break. And even with all that positive, happy news, do you know, and this is why, see, I've been telling you people this, but you won't listen to me. Some accuse me of not being a nice guy. Well, that's because I don't want to be a white supremacist. No, seriously. According to the Daily Wire, being nice is a tool of white supremacy. I love this. A group promoting painfully honest conversations between white women and black, indigenous, and women of color. You know, poor Martin Luther King Jr. and his family. And others that have died for this reason. They died to make us, in essence, a colorless society where everybody's value is based on, you know, what they did, how they did, what they contributed to society, not what color their skin was. or what the white person may have done to them. I mean, seriously, think about it. He died for no reason. His death has become of no effect if this is the road you're going to go down. Now, they're called BWOC, Black, Indigenous, and Women of Color. They claimed that white women's obsession with being nice is a tool of white supremacy. So what is it? So if we're mad and we spit at you and we call you all kinds of names, now we're being not white supremacists? Because I can do that. White women's obsession with being nice is one of the most dangerous tools of white supremacy. This group is what they posted on their website. My God. As reported by the Daily Wire in May, Race to Dinner leaders, Regina Jackson and Sarah Rowe, they created an organization to offer white women an opportunity to smash their white fragility by hiring women of color to attend dinner as they guilt. I mean, so let me see. The only way I can get out of my, I must be deep-seated, hidden, guilt-ridden conscience is to take a black person to dinner? Well, let me tell you what. Over my life's time, then my conscience has been cleaned numerous times. I don't choose to go to dinner with somebody of color or non-color. I choose to go with people who enjoy the same food I do. I go to restaurants, you know, serve certain foods. Don't invite me out for Thai food. I ain't going with you. I don't do well with Mexican either. All right? I mean, you want to take me out for the traditional American fare? Italian food is even iffy. I'm not one of those guys. I don't like exotic foods. Now, there was a place in L.A. I don't even know if it's here anymore. Now, you know what? And watch. You guys, some of you guys are going to go nuts. I told you it was a racist. There was a place in L.A. It was called Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. And some of you who listen to Los Angeles, you'll know that place. Because, my God, I loved that place. And it was down home. And the woman, everybody behind the counter was black. And the old lady that owned the place, you know, this was her down-home Louisiana cooking. And she let you know about it. And it was pork chops smothered in black. See, I'm going to start drooling here. Pork chops smothered in black sauce. Some kind of black sauce, whatever it was. That was so good. Everything in that place was delicious. All right? And, I mean, what do you want me to say? Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen is what it was called. What do you want me to call it? Something different because that had like a racial overtone to it? Just craziness. How about we just get back to reality? Go with Senior Host. Listen to the Real Side. We're going to learn about gold in the economy right after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Senior host, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just get to it. Okay, we're back at it. You know, I love to talk about the economy and what's going on around the world, because some of us, you live in your little bubble and you go to your bank every day and you put your money in the bank or every week or every month, however often you get paid. You really don't realize how everything kind of affects that dollar of yours. And my joke always is, and I'll ask my guest in a minute, but my joke is there is no money. You realize it's not like when you buy your house. You don't go down to the bank with a wheelbarrow and they load the wheelbarrow up with dollar bills and then you go pay for the house. It's all stuff just on a piece of paper. They're numbers, and electronic numbers at that. We don't even use ink anymore. Electronic numbers moving money all around the place, and it just constantly blows my mind when I hear about whether it's inflation or running out of money. We don't have enough money for this. I just don't get it, but I'm sure this guy does. Ed Carr joins me. He's the CEO of U.S. Gold Corp., and if you want to check them out online, they're on the NASDAQ. They're ticker symbol is USAU. USAU on the NASDAQ. And, Ed, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, great to be back with you. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so back me up on this one. This is my joke, right, is that there is no money. It's just all electronic numbers. You know, Adam's flying through the sky there, and that's how you transfer everything. Especially here in America, we don't have gold backing up the money we have flying around, do we?
No, it's a fiat currency. So the only thing that backs it up is the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and if you trust that. And you're exactly right. You know, money's really become digital. It's a bunch of zeros and ones, you know, bytes on your computer, on your iPhone, wherever your digital money is stored. And physical cash, bill notes, interestingly, you know, Joe, when you look at money and the money supply, about 90% of all the physical U.S. dollars are outside of the United States.
Wow.
They're used on the streets of Moscow, the streets of Harare.
Really?
You know, throughout Africa. That's the nice thing about the greenback. You travel around the world and everyone will accept a U.S. dollar. It's still the global reserve currency, and we're very fortunate for that.
You know, and I've heard rumors, and you read articles, everything comes by you pretty quick, and that they're trying to do away with cash. They're trying to do away with people using cash. One is because they think it'll help stop some of the fraud, but they'd rather you be able to track everything online. You ever see that happening?
Yeah, it really is happening. And you look in Europe, you know, Sweden has basically moved to almost a completely cashless society. No cash used at all. And people take their iPhone with like Apple Pay or, you know, WePay, whatever it is. They go into the store and they buy a pack of bubble gum and they pay for it, boom, right with their iPhone or a credit card. So they've really gone to a cashless society. Other countries, not so much yet, but you're exactly right, Joe. The government around the world, all governments, they want to do this so they can track you, so they have control, they know all your expenses, and it's only a matter of time until all these agencies kind of coordinate their databases. You know, so the Internal Revenue Service can look at your tax return and then look at your Amex bill and say, wait a minute, you spent $18,000 last month, but you only make $60,000 a year. How'd you do that? So they really would love it to be all digital.
I know. And make it so much easier and faster for them, you know, to nail you. It's always been amazing to me. All right. Something you said last time you were on the show sparked a couple of emails to me. You had said that all the gold currently mined would fit in a couple of swimming pools, I think. You can clarify that in a second. But, you know, all these movies we see where you see acres and acres and acres of gold out there, that the Aztecs hid under the ground someplace or what have you. When we see that, the way it's talked about, it's almost like this tonnage of gold all over the place, and you're still mining. I mean, how much is there really? Clarify that. And then when it comes to mining gold, how hard is it? What's it cost to get gold out of the ground?
Yeah, and so just to reiterate, yes, all the gold ever mined in the history of the human race, when we go all the way back, the Incas, the Mayans, the Phoenicians, the Egyptians,
wow,
you know, up to modern day mining, would fit in less than two Olympic swimming pools. And it's all above ground in central bank bars and jewelry and gold teeth, you know, gold coins, etc. So it's relatively a very, very small amount of volume. When you look at mining, the global mining industry currently in the United States, we produce about 5.5 million ounces a year. You know, globally, we're looking at about 10 million total production, and it costs a lot of money to get that gold out of the ground. You have to find it. You have to extract it. Then you have to process it, ultimately refine it into a 5/9 gold bar. So the all-in sustaining cost of the global mining industry today is around $1,250 an ounce. And obviously some mines,
wow,
are higher grade and bigger size, so they're more economic. But $1,250, you know, and I'll remind you, Joe, you and your listeners, that gold today is about $1,475. So most of the mining companies, the big majors, are making money, but they're not killing it. You know, I think gold prices are real buoyant right here. We got really good downside because if the price of gold went down, majors would just shut in sub-economic projects, and it would really, really limit the supply. If we see gold go to $1,600, $1,800, $2,000, you'll see some more projects come online in the next couple of years.
What's, you know, and I know this question might be a little deep, but really, if you're going to start mining gold, you know, what's your expectation of an ROI on that? I mean, what's your expectation? You know, somebody sitting on a gold mine, but to your point, if it costs me $12.50, I want to make a couple of $100 an ounce. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from a businessman's perspective, how does that pan out?
Yeah, and every project's different. Every deposit's different. You have to look at metallurgy, you look at grade, you look at size, you look at depth. So three things really determine mine economics. The most important is grade, the second is size, and the third is depth. So the higher the grade, the more valuable, the bigger the deposit, the more valuable, and the closer to surface, the more valuable. And I give you an actual example, Joe. We have a project called Copper King. It's in Wyoming, just outside of Cheyenne. It is a gold-copper porphyry deposit. Copper King is not yet in production, so we know we have gold in the ground. We have not put it into production yet. We're still doing work. But we do these geological reports, geological surveys on them. On Copper King, we have a report called a PEA, Preliminary Economic Assessment. So a third-party independent geological firm has come out, they've studied the deposit, they've looked at the metallurgy, and they have calculated in the PEA that our deposit has a 33% IRR, internal rate of return. And the net present value of the deposit after all costs is $178 million. So they did that at $12.75 gold and $2.80 copper. Gold today is about $14.75 and copper is right around $2.80. So it's probably even conservative. But that's how the industry works, Joe. You get these real good engineering mine development firms. They go out, they study the deposit, they can put real math, real hard numbers. And you know, right now, with interest rates very, very low, you know, when you look at big banks, hedge funds, private equity funds, they say, wow, a 33% internal rate of return.
You want more information on that? You got to come back right after the break. Joe Mazzia, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Let's get back at it. I can't teach you about economics, but I can bring people on who can and give you an idea truly what's going on in the markets. Okay, we're back, and some of you have been listening already. Listen, don't go back and try to pick up the first part of the show. Let us finish, and then you can get the whole podcast later on if you're not listening live. I've got Ed Carr on the line with me. He's the CEO of U.S. Gold Corp. And if you want to check them out, there's two ways to do it. One is on the NASDAQ. Their symbol is USAU. That's USAU. You know, and again, you've got to get information on people that you're going to invest with, you're going to work with. Or you can go to usgoldcorp.gold. That's usgoldcorp.gold. And Ed, well, first of all, I'm happy to have you on the show with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be back.
And you know, people talk a lot about whether they want, you know, gold bars or bullion or whatever you want to call it, and coins. And it's always confusing to me as to what the real difference is. You know, an ounce of gold, whether it's been minted into a coin, it's got the same value as a 1 ounce bar, does it not?
Absolutely. It really does. And, you know, some people like certain coins because they're pretty. The American Liberty is a pretty coin. The Canadian Maple Leaf, you know, the South African Cougaran, Chinese Pandas, they all have different designs. And a lot of people, Joe, have never held a gold coin in their hand. When you have that 1 ounce gold coin, you know, the first time anyone gives you a solid gold coin, you put that in your hand and you're like, wow. That's heavy. That's real value. That's real wealth. And you start getting into the bars. The most common bar is a kilo bar. A kilo of gold, you know, 2.12 pounds, is about the size of an iPhone. It's not that large because gold is real compact. And then you can get into these much bigger bars, these 12.5 kilo bars that really only central banks or ultra, ultra high net worth billionaires would, you know, stash in their Swiss mountain vaults. Those aren't really too used by common average folk.
Now, One of the things that I've read, and you know, the listeners have these sent me these questions in the past on the difference between bars and coins or what have you, is that the government, they did in the U.S., the government can make it illegal to own actual gold, but they usually don't make it illegal to own the coins. Is that a true statement, or?
Well, the government in the past in the United States has made it illegal for citizens to hold gold, and they called it all in. Ultimately, that formed the backbone of the 8,800 metric tons that supposedly is at Fort Knox today. The thing about a coin, Joe, is you could claim it's a collectible. And so some people collect baseball cards, other people collect stamps, and a lot of people collect coins. So, you know, and different coins, if you have like some real old gold coins, they might trade at a premium to spot because they might be a limited edition. So there's a whole valuation and industry that goes into the coin industry, and you could certainly say that it's a collectible, and you've probably got a better chance of keeping it.
Now, all right, the gold, and again, this is what I've heard. You're the expert. When you buy gold, you're not buying a flat-out investment. You're buying security, right?
That's exactly it. You're buying an insurance policy. And I always give the example of automobile insurance. You know, I never wake up in the morning and take my car out of my garage and say, this is a great day to go get into an accident. But if I ever did, I'm real happy I got my automobile insurance. And that's what gold does for me as an investor. It's my insurance of my portfolio. I think everyone should have at least 10% of their investable assets in physical gold. Physical and even gold and silver, you know, have the coins or bars, whatever 10% of your total investable portfolio is, then you should take another 10% and look to put that into the gold mining companies and the gold exploration companies like our company, like U.S. Gold Corp.
Yeah, I'm going to get into the investment part of this. You know, people, it's really funny because when it comes to gold, you are, you turn the TV on, you turn the radio on, you are inundated with gold and silver commercials. It's, you know what I'm saying? The government's going to do this, and the government's going to do that, and you have to protect yourself and buy gold and silver and what have you. I got to tell you, just always find that amazing. It almost sounds like carnival barkers at times on the old-time carnival barkers on TV. So I get it. I mean, when you talk about wanting to protect your money or having, as you put it, an insurance policy, then gold is the best way to go in that light. Let's touch on silver a little bit because, you know, you hear about silver, you see silver in a lot of things being made. Does silver have the same value, and I don't mean dollar-wise, obviously, same security value?
Yeah, same security value, without a doubt. It is a hedge, you know, in the event of financial meltdown or Armageddon. Silver is going to perform very, very well, very similar, if not even potentially better than gold. And the nice thing about silver, it's gold's cheaper cousin. So, you know, you're looking right around $17 an ounce today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it says, Joe, right in the Bible, that gold is the currency of kings, silver is the currency of gentlemen, and debt is the currency of slaves. And, I mean, Americans, you're all slaves these days because you get a lot of debt.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, we do stories on a regular basis, not only just regular American debt, but also when it comes to college debt and all of that. And I always joke about this time of year when it comes to the Christmas season. I tell people all the time, I say, look, this is supposed to be a time that you're not supposed to encumber yourself more, right? I mean, you're supposed to be releasing yourself. It's a time of joy and happiness, at least until the second or third week of January when you get all the bills in from your Christmas shopping. Hey, I do want to talk to you about, though, when it comes to, you know, they try to kill the coal industry and, you know, miners are an interesting breed of people. Obviously, you need miners to, mine the gold and other precious metals. Been kind of tough for them. Where are they at now? I mean, how many miners do you employ? You don't have to give me a number specifically, but imagine that these mines employ hundreds of miners at times.
yeah, the mines definitely do, and the mining industry is critical. It's critical to industrial development. Every single thing that you have, I mean, from your phone that you're talking to me on, a computer, your car, your desk, it all takes metal. And that metal needs to be dug up, processed, and ultimately turned into products. So without mining, you know, we'd be back in the Stone Age. And it's very, very important. And to have that, you know, our company, Joe, we're an exploration company. So we're trying to actually find the next world-class gold deposit. We're not going to become a mining company in the near future. We're trying to actually prove up deposits. So we use a lot of outside geologists. These are guys that are literally out in the field with their pickaxe, you know, tapping the rocks, miner 49er, like testing the rock. Hey, does this thing taste like gold? And I'm being a little simplistic here. We use a lot of technology. We use, you know, everything from ground remote sensing, geophysics, gravity surveys, soil sample mapping, and then ultimately drilling. You know, we have to drill down using either core or RC rigs to try and see and look, do we have the right host rocks? And ultimately, our goal is to drill into a high-grade feeder zone, a world-class commercial gold deposit. And if we can do that, you know, we'll create a tremendous amount of shareholder value.
Wow. That's, like I said, that stuff always amazes me because, you know, I know it's a science, but you're kind of joking there for a minute ago, you know, you tasted the gold. Is this real? And you know, it's not one of those things like there's a meter that you just stand over a rock with and go, yep, down here, boys, go get it. It just doesn't work that way. People don't realize that. Anyway, if you've just tuned in, I've got Ed Carr on the line with me. He's the CEO of U.S. Gold Corp. And you can check them out on the NASDAQ at USAU. That's USAU. Or if you want to check them out online, it's usgoldcorp.gold. Go ahead, write it down, usgoldcorp.gold. We'll be back in a minute. We got to make some money, too, so we're going to hit a couple of commercials, and we'll be back. You know, yes, we love to make money on this show. I hope you guys are getting that. So listen, when it comes to gold, silver, precious metals, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to just making things work for you financially, and some of you, I don't know why, you're of the mindset where you don't want to go and make some decent money, but you need to make some money. We were talking about this the other night. A lot of people say to me, yeah, you know, I just want to make enough to live on. I'll be able to pay my bills and, you know, go on vacation with my family from time to time, and that makes me very happy. Well, that's great, and that's wonderful, and forgive me for saying it this way, but it's kind of a false humility. You talk about helping other people. How do you do that if you don't have any extra money? Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being, well, much a part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? Little lesson on how to take care of your money. Okay, we're back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to right now. But you've chosen this one. I joke around and like to say it's because of your high IQ. That's why you tune into this show. Either that or you're really bored and you've got nothing else to do. But anyway, you will learn something here. I guarantee it. Ed Carr joins me. He's the CEO of U.S. Gold Corp. If you want to check them out on the NASDAQ, it's USAU. That's USAU. Or you can hop online and seriously, don't do it now. Do it later on. USGoldCorp.gold. USGoldCorp.gold. Again, Ed, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, the one of the things I was going to ask you is I push American here, you know, and I know this stuff is all global and what have you, but, you know, you're the U.S. Gold Corp. Are you actually a U.S. company?
We are. We're really proud of the fact that we're a U.S. company, you know, listed on a major exchange, a U.S. exchange, and you pointed out the NASDAQ, and all of our projects are in the United States. We have a project in Wyoming, and we have two projects in Nevada. We're a Nevada corporation. Our office is in Elko, Nevada, kind of the heart of mining in the United States. And, you know, it's a great place, the United States, to be exploring for gold, to be mining. And we tell people we're trying to make mining great again in America.
I like that. Make mining great again. I wonder where you got that from. But there's a couple of things going on with this that people need to understand. One of them is you are publicly traded, so you know people can buy stocks of the company. They can check the company out at usgoldcorp.gold. As I said earlier, just head over to usgoldcorp.gold. How many gold companies would you say are out there? I mean, you know, I mean, again, like I said, we get inundated on TV on a regular basis. And you've been around a while. Explain, kind of give us a little bit of the gold company history, if you would.
Sure. Yeah, and you have, in the gold industry, you have kind of three different tiers of companies. You have the big super majors. That's the Barricks, the Newmonts, the Anglos, et cetera. Then you have the mid-tiers. And then you have the explorers. And we're an explorer. So we're a smaller company out there trying to find the next world-class deposit. And there are thousands and thousands of gold exploration companies, Joe. But a couple of things differentiate us, I believe, from the pack. Number one, we're an American company with American projects. So no geopolitical risk. We're not trying to find gold in the Congo or Democratic Republic. There's a lot of gold in Africa. There's also a lot of geopolitical risk, kids on drugs with Kalashnikovs and Ebola. So no thank you. I would rather be in Nevada and Wyoming. And, you know, we've got a former secretary, a cabinet-level secretary on our board. His name is Ryan Zinke. He was Secretary of the Interior under the Trump administration. Ryan is a geologist himself. He's from Montana. I think more impressively, he was former commander of SEAL Team 6 for 20 years. So he's a real go-getter, and he's been extremely active and very, very helpful helping us permit, trying to get our Copper King project in Wyoming, you know, moving forward to a permitting stage. So, yeah, we've got a great team, great projects, and, you know, we're one of thousands of companies out there, but people got to go do their homework on the industry.
Well, listen, you're the guy. Tell us why. Why U.S. Gold Corp?
Well, look, I think that our projects are extremely exciting. In Wyoming right now, our project Copper King, we know that we have a deposit there. We know that we have approximately about 2 million ounces of gold between our gold and copper and silver. So it's very, very robust. That project has a net present value of $178 million. We're traded, Joe, on the NASDAQ. Our entire market cap today is $20 million. So we're very undervalued. Then we have these two incredible exploration projects in Nevada. They're tremendous. One's called Keystone on the world-famous Cortez Trend, just about 10 miles south of Barrick Gold's Cortez Hills Complex. And our second project we have an option on is called Maggie Creek. That's located on the world-famous Carlin Trend, right next to Newmont's gold quarry mine. So we've got incredible address. You know, in the gold exploration industry, it's just like the real estate industry. It's all about location, location, location. So we got great location. We got extreme prospectivity on both of our projects, all three. We've got a great team. And I believe in the American football analogy, you know, we're first in goal. We are real close to discovery success. And 2020, we're going to put the ball in the end zone and we're going to win.
Now, this is, you know, for some people who are thinking old-fashioned here, it's not like you guys go out and you look at rock formations, you have this little divining rod, and then you figure out that's where you have to drill. I mean, this is a real science where you have to be out there and you're doing the right thing. Because, I mean, if people are going to invest in the company, and again, you know, I'm just kind of joking here, but the reality is you have the equipment, you have the manpower, you have the personnel that know what they're doing and know how to find these places, correct?
That's exactly right. And you know, Joe, the gold exploration business, it is a real scientific endeavor, and it's a process. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of patience, it takes a lot of money, and it takes a degree of luck as well. Mother Nature doesn't just give up her secrets easily. Most of the easy gold deposits around the world have been found because they were at surface, and you know, through exploration the last 30, 40, 50 years, those deposits have been found. Now, with new technology around the world, we're going deeper, and we're seeing this in our projects in Nevada, where we need to drill down about 2,000 feet. So we're drilling quite deep. You know, it's not right at surface, but if we can hit a high-grade deposit just north of us, Barrick Gold has a new mine going into production called Gold Rush. And it's an underground gold deposit, Joe. It's 10 million ounces. Its average grade is about 10 grams per ton, which is very high grade. Wow. And I mean, that is an underground treasure chest. So it's amazing. Barrick's going to make huge money off that going forward. They're going to produce 500,000 ounces of gold at about a $600 cost. And gold today is at, you know, close to 1,500. So that'll throw off $900 million a year of free cash flow to Barrick. It's a massive moneymaker. I mean, if we could find a deposit like that, and our geological conditions are extremely similar to where that deposit is, I mean, our company would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars just on that discovery.
So we're employing people, right? We're bringing value to the market. And as far as I'm concerned, it's good old-fashioned capitalism. There's nothing wrong with that. These are all good things for people to get involved with and get to understand. And they can find, you know, if you people, you got to do a little bit of your own homework. I know some of you like to be spoon-fed, but it doesn't work that way in this show. I give you stuff to run out on and deal with, but you got to do a little bit of your own homework. Head over to usgoldcorp.gold. That's usgoldcorp.gold. All right, check them out online. But also head over to NASDAQ. Check them out. On, their ticker symbol is USAU. USAU. And then you always have that Google thing. You can Google them and also find out more about them. You know, Ed, I do appreciate your time with me. If you did have a pitch to make, here's the time to make it because we're running out of time. And why should people tune in, get involved in your company, get involved with U.S. Gold?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time for us. It's also, Joe, an exciting time for the industry. I think bull markets in the natural resource space, and especially gold, you get these incredible bull market runs and then, you know, real bad bear markets. And I really believe right now we're in probably the first inning of a nine-inning ball game. We're setting up where 2020, 21, 22 can be real strong years for the gold market. And if the price of bullion starts to move, gold goes to 1,500 and then takes out the old highs, goes north of 2,000, you're going to see these junior exploration companies like U.S. Gold Corp go up 5, 10x. That happens in these bull markets. So we're really trying to push towards discovery success. As you mentioned, people can go to our website. They can sign up for news. They should watch the company. You know, check out the projects we have. Contact us at management. We're a small company. We will, anyone who emails us, asks us any questions, I'm happy to get on the telephone, talk to people directly, respond to everyone. And, you know, we'd love to have people along for the ride. And we really, really appreciate everyone's interest. And I'd say just continue to watch us into 2020.
Yeah, it is. And when people are, you know, investing and gold is, you know, a big one that people, this is not the, as I joked earlier, this is not the Carnival Barker type of scenario. This is actually a company that's out there that's doing the work. They're not selling it second, third, and fourth hand. So get involved and get engaged. Like I always tell you, do your own homework, though. Don't say Joe said. Do your own homework. Anyway, you'll see the real side of GCN Live. Ed, thank you so much for your time. You know, and it's so true. Don't just listen to me. And I don't want to do one of those big disclaimers that, you know, I can't prove anything. I can't prove anything, and I've already told you that. So what I want you to do is all you have to do is go check them out on your own. Check out gold. Maybe gold's not your thing. Maybe silver's your thing. Maybe whatever is your thing. But really, seriously, got to do a little bit of your own homework on this stuff. It's your money. It's your life, if you would. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I got a lot, I mean a lot of crazy stories that we're going to be doing in the next hour. So don't go far. Stick with us. A lot of crazy things happening. We'll be right back.